Wildfires are ravaging North Georgia, and parts of Rabun County are now under an evacuation order, as we hear from Stephanie Stokes.
As smoke hangs in the air, Fire Station 1 in Clayton, Georgia is bustling with the county's emergency workers.
This is pretty unprecedented in all of our careers, fires this size.
Justin Upchurch is assistant fire chief. His staff has been working 12 to 16-hour shifts to protect homes and structures as the U.S. Forest Service tries to contain fires.
We have pretty much had people, you know, assisting for 24 hours a day. We're operating as just a support for the Forest Service right now.
Nearby fires engulfed more than 4,000 acres by Sunday. It led the Forest Service to call for the evacuation of 24 houses. Gwen Levins, who dropped by the station, left her home on her own.
We can actually now see the fires that's coming down the ridge.
She isn't letting that image bother her.
It's sad for our area, it really is. But I tend to put things into perspective. You know, my children are safe, my animals are safe. House is just a thing.
Down the road is a designated shelter, Liberty Baptist Church. No evacuees have shown up yet, but church members Bear Red and Charlie Knight are preparing supplies. Some for firefighters, Red says.
They're needing stuff like hand wipes, chapstick, and cough drops and things like this.
Knight says the two are trying to not think about whether the fire could inch closer.
Yes, I'm concerned, but the way I look at it, when the good Lord's ready for the fire to go out, it'll go out.
Arson is suspected to be the cause of at least one fire. Dozens have raged in Georgia, North Carolina, and Tennessee as a regional drought continues. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.